Thank you, Rabbi Kamenetsky. I'm sitting. The Derech Eretz, it says the Derech Eretz and you speak to a tzibur to stand. Here is not a drasha. I'm not coming to teach anything. To talk together, Be'emes, it's overwhelming to speak here. I feel very comfortable. I'm familiar with many here and close to many people here. But to speak in front of Rabbi Kamenetsky, to people, Rabbi Willig is somebody, my whole family, we talk about Rabbi Willig with tremendous admiration, and to speak, Rev. Saul Klapholz was someone I was growing up, was a tremendous mentor for me. I was in camp, and he was somebody, he was my counselor, and we looked up, Rabbi Kamenetsky was a division head in the camp that I was part of, and to speak here, nobody needs an outsider to come, and this yeshiva is known that Bachram are happy and comfortable in their relationships. I'm close to many people here, right? Storch and I, Baruch Hashem, developed a close relationship last year. Rabbi Weberman and myself, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Aryeh and I are close friends for many years. I feel very comfortable here, also very intimidated. I really, the reason to come in, we're all sitting before the school year, really to talk over ideas that all of us share. It's not to come and say chidushim, really just ideas that all of us share. But I do, to me, it was worthwhile to come because I feel passionate about the same things you feel passionate. And I hope we could talk together a couple, really just a few points that all of us hold anyway, but it's just a mezarzin elam zurazim, and to talk about topics we all believe in, shared beliefs that I think just to rile us up towards the beginning of Zman, Bachram are coming, the Shamas are about to be on our plate, and to really be mezarz us to get to do what we all want to do. I want to start, my son Baruch Hashem was bar mitzvah last night, and he made a siyum on Makkos. So I want to share with you a thought on Masech the Makkos, really just as a segue to get into the theme that I want to talk about. In Makkos we were learning together, so it happens to be, he was just holding different parts. From the last blot we did is Daf Yud. And on Daf Yud it says that a Talmud that goes to Golus, the Rebbe goes to Golus with the Talmud. Amazing din. Any Golus Gemaras I perk up, I happen to be a Levi. It's a very sensitive topic in my life. I'm going to be with all the murderers. It's a strange mitzvah to be in the Ari Miklat. And that's what's going to be, Veza Hashem. And that's what Hashem set up, and that's what we accept. It's always so. I'm always interested in Ari Miklat type Gemaras, always fascinate me. Probably a lot because of that's where I'm going to live. This Gemara gives me a little chizuk, because when the murderer comes, his Rebbe comes with him also. I don't want to daven anybody should murder, but like certain people, you want the Rebbe. If the Talmud goes, there's a good news that comes, that the Rebbe comes. A remarkable din, it's mind-boggling. I'm a visual learner, and I just picture a Rebbe's moving. Where are you going? He's leaving town, and he's moving because the Talmud went to Golus. Amazing halacha. And it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, pashtos, a chiyuv d'oraisa. You mechuyev up to give the Talmud chiyus, and the lashon shel zav of the Rambam, that for bali chachma mevakshel, a life without Torah is kemisa chashuva. Amazing lashon of the Rambam in the 7th parak of Hilchos Reitzeach. And therefore, you have to let this guy live. V'chai, he's supposed to live there. You have to avid le'midi tavi chayusa. And the Rebbe has to go to Golus. Remarkable din. The Gemara says, Reb Zeira comments that Mikan don't have a Talmud she'ene hagun. That's the Gemara comments. Reb Zeira says, Mikan don't teach a Talmud she'ene hagun. The Gemara then says, a Rebbe who goes to Golus, Yamaglan yeshivasa imay. The whole yeshiva moves to Golus. The Rebbe needs Talmidim also. The Rebbe needs Talmidim. And remarkably, the Rebbe goes to Golus. The whole yeshiva has to go. I'm fascinated. Maybe pick the best guys in yeshiva. I'm fascinated. The whole yeshiva, Maglin Yeshiva, Sachiyuv, on the Gansi yeshiva. I'm wondering, maybe pick only his best student. Vaisto is a good Rebbe. Everybody's necessary. The whole yeshiva has to go. Maybe only he should pick the best X number. I'm just the Levi picturing in the Ir Miklat. We're making room for a whole yeshiva's coming now. A Rebbe murders B'shegeg, the whole yeshiva comes. It's interesting, Reb Zeira doesn't say Mikan, don't have a Rebbe Sheinei Hagen. A Talmud Shegola Maglim Rabba Ima, he says, make sure not to have a bad Talmud. A Rebbe Shegola, the whole yeshiva has to go, so the Reb Zeira should jump in and say, Mikan, don't have a Rebbe Sheinei Hagen. No comment. There's no such comment to Gemara. So my son and I were trying to figure out why it didn't have that Mikan. I want to tie in a chiddush. I want a taina that the mikan is, so you could say different answers. The simplest answer would just be, is that the Talmud anyway is traveling to the Rebbe. So what does he care if he goes to Woodmere or if he goes to the Eir Miklat? What's the difference? What city? The Rebbe is leaving with his mishpacha, they're packing their bags. But I think pshat is, I saw one of the Achrayim Claire, if a Talmud goes to Golos, let's say there are other Talmidim. So I saw one of the Achrayim say, if there are other Talmidim, then you don't go. It's only Maglin Rabbaim, if there's no other Talmidim. Make a taste to leave these Talmidim and go with the guy to Golos. If there are other Talmidim, you don't go. I think pshat in the Gemara is not that way. I think the mikan that you shouldn't teach a Talmud Shein Hagen is because you're going to leave the other Talmidim. Not because you have to travel. What would the Rebbe do for a Talmud? It means mikan don't leave is because it hurts the other Talmidim. So that's the mikan. Mashenkin, a Rebbe goes to Golos, the whole yeshiva has to come. There's no mikan to say. The mikan that you shouldn't have a Talmud Shein Hagen is going to be bad for all the Talmidim. They have no chiv to go. They might go. You'll try to convince them, but some won't go. So mikan, don't have a Talmud Shein Hagen because it'll be bad for the other Talmidim. By a Rebbe, the Rebbe goes to Golos, Magen Yeshivasai. So there's no mikan. The whole yeshiva goes. There's no mikan. Lemaisa from the Gemara, just the simple Gemara that says Maglin Rabbi Imai, the amazing obligation of a Rebbe, the achrayus of a Rebbe, that he packs his bags and he goes to Golos. Din pashtas daraisa, that his chiyuv is to go to Golos. Aver lemitavichius, he moves his whole family for the Talmud. This is the weakest Talmud. This is the murderer. This guy's a pesheya. He's man convicted of manslaughter. And he's a pesheya, he murders somebody, and the Rebbe has to move, the achray is the Talmidim. But I want to speak one specific area. In yeshiva, when I look for a Rebbe, I look for one thing. Obviously, you're talking about Ben Torah, a Masmid, a Talmud Chacham, but there's one nekuda that I'm looking for. Anybody coming for an interview is a Ben Torah, sincere, cares about Torah, spending their life teaching Torah. There's one nekuda I look for, it's a Rambam. The Rambam says a chiv of a Rebbe, learned from a Mishnah in Avos, and that's the mid I want to talk about this afternoon. And that's the chiv to respect the Talmud, covered. We live in a generation, a huge problem of an exposed generation is people have lost their respect, their sense of respect. And there's a tremendous shame and guilt that's causing whether it's causing addictions in some or just causing in others lack of shteiging. There's a tremendous shame and guilt. And I'm not into telling guys you're amazing and just any kid who's born today is just that you get out of bed, you're the tzaddik adar. I'm talking about people learning and davening and demanding. But to start demanding, I'm talking about a respect that demands. And I think today's dar, a generation, I'm speaking to people, we have our own experiences. I think today's generation, and across the board, all types, all backgrounds, all levels of the class, whether the kid's a studious kid getting 100s or struggling and getting 50s, there's a tremendous shame and guilt. In an exposed generation, the average kid sitting in our class has seen a lot. And having been exposed to a lot, that's Gzeiras Hashem. The walls are down in extreme ways. If a parent kept vices out of their son's pocket, they couldn't keep it out of his friend's pocket. And kids have seen a lot. Just walking the street, just going. I went with my wife. She likes walking, and it was the middle of the winter. So we went. We figured, where are we going to walk? So we went to the mall. I don't like going to the mall, but my wife said it's closed. The movie theater is open late at night, so through that entrance we could walk and then walk in the mall. Said if the car breaks down, it's not chaver, it's not going to look good for us, but we could walk the mall. We're going through that entrance. I couldn't believe the pretzos in the mall. There's nobody there. There's just pictures. It's insane for goyim. There's not madregas. For goyim to allow such, they want their 11-year-olds, they want their 50-year-olds to see these things is mind-boggling. We're an exposed generation. And one of probably the biggest fallout of an exposed generation is a loss of a sense of shame and guilt, and a loss of a sense we're shayach to kedusha, to dveikus b'Hashem, to madregas. And a Rebbe, by respecting a bacher in a real way, I'm not talking about a respect that doesn't demand, in a real way, and I'm not talking about saying you're a nice boy, you're not ripping a gay. Talking about every single bachur in the shir counts and is valuable. Real honor, which is the chiyuv of a Rebbe. Rev Hirsch calls it the bedrock of chinuch. The chiyuv to respect every single bachur. A kavod for every single guy who walks into our classroom. And guys who are not in our classroom. Every single one, a profound respect. Not what he could be, what he might do, who he is. He's a yid, he's a ben Avram. I look every bacher, Avram Avinu, if I told somebody, this bacher in the class, people are looking past him. If I told you there was a tzaddik hadar who cried his brains out for months and years for this bacher sitting here, and then b'nais, he was born, his mother couldn't have children, there'd be a certain sense, whoa, let me meet this kid. Let me meet this kid. Every one of our students, everyone who walks into a classroom, that's the son of Avram Avinu who prayed for this person. Avram Avinu said to Hashem, "Matitein li v'noichi hoylech hariri." Hashem, I want children. Was davening for that person. He wanted Klal Yisrael, people who have his DNA, and respecting and valuing every yid. The word kavod is the same word as heavy, as kavod, and it means everybody's a factor. A very in word by teenagers, a non-factor. In our world, every kid is heavy and counts, is important. So I visualize the following scene. A bacher is talking to a Rebbe. Now, certainly, the kavod, a Rebbe comes before a bacher. It's pashut. If you're the Rebbe, a bacher is talking to you, and another Rebbe approaches, you have to tell the bacher, excuse me, there's a Rebbe here, he's first. That's pashut that way. But I think how a big gadol, how Rev Palm would have approached. There's a bacher there. There's a person, he's heavy. This is, whoa. He's not a bug. You don't just flick him away 1 minute, I'm talking to the Rebbe. There's a bacher there. Whoever he is, if he's a 6-year-old to a 50-year-old, a yid's deserving of respect and honor and dignity. He's valuable and precious. He counts significantly. Every single guy in the yeshiva, every single yid is significant and important to us and worthy of respect, of deep, profound respect. I think in our generation, we need a revolution of respect. I think the biggest thing that hits our generation, I once had a group of girls who were struggling, and I was asked, if my wife and I, my rule to meet with girls, I do it with my wife. And we were asked, can we meet these girls? They came to Blue Ridge Shabbaton, and my wife and I went to meet them, and I was very open-minded to see what's going on. To me, it was obvious that what was robbed from them is covered. They were missing respect, and to me, this is the biggest machl of our dar, is a dearth of respect, and I think that ones can make the revolution, other Rebbeim, a revolution of kavod, a kavod that's demanding. If I can, I want to read a letter. I didn't plan this. I rather didn't plan. I got it 3 weeks ago. It's going to look like a letter from 30 years ago because I've read it over and over. A bacher wrote me this letter 3 weeks ago. I want to read it to you, first of all, because he says nice things about me, so I want to show off. And second of all, I want to read it to you because this is a smart guy who just graduated, who went through a lot in his life. His midah is very honest. He's not, it sounds flowery. He's not a flowery, he's an amazing writer. But I want to give over these ideas. I think he does a much better job than me. So I want to read this letter to you, and then I want to continue on this theme. But if you bear with me, I'm going to read this letter. I didn't plan on reading this letter. I have Torah I want to say. Reb Dan Segel has a rule to his Talmidim that if a story comes to your mind during your speech, you say it. I don't do that because I'll end up talking about the Giants, if Beckham will be healthy or not. But this letter has been in my pocket, and it's just I feel I should read it because he said this topic better than me. If I could read to you this letter. My life wasn't changed this year, Rebbe. My world didn't shift. My life was built. My world uncovered. You introduced me to so many incredible people this year, but the best one by far was myself. You sat us down over coffee and made us shake hands. At first, I was completely bewildered. Who is this stranger living inside of me? What is he about? Slowly but surely, we talked, I learned, and now I love him. I didn't always, though. At first, I was pretty ashamed of him, disgusted even. But after many long walks and many tears, his side of the story was said. And you know what? Given the opportunity, he's actually pretty amazing. He definitely has my respect. That was you, Rebbe. From the moment Rebbe's eyes laid upon me, I felt strangely dignified, weirdly understood. Who is this smiling man and what does he want from me? Little did I know everything. Respect and love. The year was just put into three words. It's the skeleton of everything to come. Deep respect, deep love, profound respect and profound love. It wasn't given calculatedly because it looked like I needed it. It was given because Rebbe understood I deserved it. It was easily identifiable as genuine because I felt demanded of, and there was no one demanding. Skipping a little. He said, after this, I was ready to be introduced to Hashem. Of course, I knew who he was, but I didn't think he knew me. How could I? I didn't even know myself. Rebbe made Hashem real to me. He showed me that not only does Hashem know me, not only does he love me and respect me more than I can fathom, he's the source of all love and respect. He's behind it all. I desired a relationship to him, and so I prayed. I reached out. Turns out I didn't have to reach very far. A relationship was made. Now that relationship is the base of who I am. Finally, to clarifying who I am, what I'm about, and what I'm here for, I began to notice something fascinating. The enigmatic other. That's when life got fun. My world was real, yes, full of purpose, but that's all it was, my world. I was a lone soldier trudging down a long and formidable road. All I had to do was lift my eyes to discover the army walking beside me. Throngs of beautiful, fiery brothers just waiting for me to join the fray, and so I did. The warm embrace that is Yisrael engulfed me. The world just got huge. So many unique journeys, so many fascinating personalities. Everyone helping to complete each other in one colorful puzzle. Family companionship. It gives life color, keeps a twinkle in your eyes. I'll leave that then. But I read that letter. Obviously, this Bacher put it brilliantly. But this is not different than most kids today are feeling. A sense of, I'm not shaykh. They can have a Rebbe who's a tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham, and he's part of the tzaddik club. But I'm exposed, I'm different. I've seen things, and this is not relegated to one type of kid, to the best kids in our class. I've been in touch with kids throughout Klal Yisrael. I've been in touch with kids, valedictorians of mainstream yeshivas. I'm not exaggerating, not saying it exaggerated. They feel they can call a place that maybe is for a unique type of kid, so it's safer. I'm in touch with valedictorians of the best kids in Klal Yisrael. Literally, I'm not exaggerating when I say valedictorian, 2 years in a row, a valedictorian from the best yeshiva that exists amongst the Jewish, but looked at the top yeshiva 2 years in a row, talking about the exposure that they had, two in a row. So this is across the board in all our schools, by our youth. There's a lot of exposure today. It's not a chiddush. From the healthiest, safest of homes, because it's just out there, and even the healthy home that keeps it away from their child, but it's in his friend's home. And that nekuda, that we can raise somebody with kavod, with respect. We can change somebody's life with a profound respect, not cheap words, you're a nice boy. I'm talking about a deep belief, a deep sense of a person's good, and to work on ourselves, to see every yid, we have to be mechazik ourselves. Certainly when somebody's trouble in the classroom, it challenges. And if they're chutzpahdik, whatever other things, they're hurting our shir, it becomes harder for us to see it that way. But if we can work on our respect to a yid, and to honestly, and to think about it, to review and chazer and see milus, see goodness in a person, and notice to get inspired by their milus, which are so evident in yidden, if we can get to that point and work hard on ourselves. I remember there was a bacher, it was difficult to see his milus. He wasn't, and sometimes it could be, I don't dress well. My brothers dress well. I'm like a guy, if my wife doesn't make sure my jacket has dandruff on it, then I'm, and my socks are not, my pants are in the socks. So I see a bacher who dresses well. That's very impressive. It could be a superficial thing. And then through that, I respect the guy, so put together. There was a bacher who had a certain talent. I drove 2 hours, like we're speaking today. I wanted to see him in a place he flourished. So I drove 2 hours there, 2 hours back, to see him in a certain environment where he was good. And it helped me. Then I saw, like, the guy, I saw him as something special, as something talented. And it helped me have a respect. We're all we could use if we love sports, if we love music, if we like dressing. We could use a superficial thing. Of course, respect, ultimately, is to see mindless and ruchnius, which exists in every single yid. Superb. Milus and Ruchnius, but if we have a positive view and we could see a person well, it could have a massive impact. The Gemara, the Mishnah says to greet every yid b'sever panim yafais. The word sever is difficult. If you have that kid in the shir, like just this honest kid who wants to like know everything, it's very frustrating, that kid. When you say over a chazal, mekabelas kolam b'sever panim yafais, you quickly swallow up the sever. You're hoping nobody asked that. Mekabelas kolam b'sever panim yafais. Then it gets to Rebbe, what does b'sefer mean? He's like, shucks. Because that word sefer, Mekabalas called him b'panim yafais. The word sefer needs a pshat. And possibly the Medrash Shmuel amongst other pshatim, the word sefer means that you really hold that way. It's Malashin Svara. Doesn't mean an empty smile. It means there's thought to it and you hold of him. You've worked on it. It's not a superficial, you smile at the guy. It's a face that lights up because he's the man. He's the guy. He's the best. He's so important. That's sefer panim yafa. It's not an external job, a very internal job of svara. I noticed the thing in yeshiva. And again, I'm going to speak from the extreme, but it's relevant to every kid. I noticed something. Kids were having all these made up, these new types of learning difficulties. I'm a curious guy. I like reading. I'm reading about all different like processing disorders and all different things. And then I'm noticing something, that all the processing disorders in crazy numbers are from kids from stressful homes. Something doesn't add up. Like, wow, stressful. And then there are all these fancy names. Like, and all the Korea experts and all the supposed help that you're supposed to give the guy. And there's something weird. Difficult home, processing disorders, and the likes. And I notice something is off. I did a lot of reading. There's a Dr. Bruce Perry, very bright guy, and he writes something. He's mechaven to a chazal. Chazal don't need the help of anybody. And I quote him, chazal don't need a v'oid. They don't need science to back up chazal, not even a little. I would quote right to the Gemara, except embarrassingly, I missed it from the Gemara, so I have to be Oymer Dover B'Shem Rimrei. I notice in him, then I'm like, Kalish, you missed the Gemara. So Baruch Hashem, the Gemara is, and I'm not getting a proof. I'm telling Dr. Perry as a proof from the Gemara. If somebody wants to tell him, he is one of the great neuroscientists in the world. Very, very in. Brilliant guy. On trauma, he's the best in the world that there is. And Dr. Perry writes, he has a whole thing about that. His students put out books. There are many, many books from him and his students. And he says the at-risk industry, the Goyish at-risk, is all farces and all the money for spending millions of remediation, we're missing the boat. And he says, he does studies, he says that the cortex, the brain, he literally is a scientist, and they show tons of brains, they show pictures, kids who grew up in stressful environments, the home was lack of shalom bayis, a certain part of the brain doesn't work well, the cortex doesn't work well. And they could show it, a kid from a healthy, the biggest impact is year one and two of life. He says if you had a kid who had 2 years, the first 2 years stress, and 15 years of complete peace, and another kid had 2 years complete peace and 15 years of bedlam, the kid who had the first 2 years bad is worse off. And the studies show that the cortex doesn't work well. He says that new information is very, very scary to a person. It's hard to process. It's like, whoa, you're a little kid. Somebody tells you something new. And if you don't have a predictable relationship growing up, a very unpredictable home, you're afraid of new things. And then mainly you don't go to the cortex much. It doesn't work. And he says the only answer scientists know, there's no medicine that cures it, is somebody gives a healthy relationship to the kid. It might take a year, two, or three, a healthy relationship. The kids, they recheck the brain, the cortex is flourishing. I know guys who are learning disabled tracks in yeshivas who are geniuses. I know a guy, a friend, he's a Talmud Chacham, Muflug, a genius. He was in Petach, a learning disabled track. Coincidence, his home was a mess. He was labeled a dumb kid. His cortex wasn't working. He got steady, healthy relationship. He got smart. Chazal beat, you don't need a Bruce Perry if you learn Gemara. That's for the secular world. We have Gemara, Gemara, Tainis, Tavches. The Gemara says, if you see a Talmud, Shekosho, lovely Mudai, that learning's difficult for him. It's Bishvil Rabbi, She'enoi Mazbir Loiponim. His Rebbe doesn't greet him, but Sefer Panim Yafos. He's not held of. And if he'd have Sefer Panim, he would get smart. It's Chazal. B'shvil Rabbi She'enu Mazbel Panim. If somebody would hold him, and we've seen people get cured from all different processing disorders. He has two nafkaminas. This Bruce Perry says that we're spending millions on remediation. He says we should work on Shalom Bayis. Should put all the money into teaching young couples to have Shalom Bayis. He said we should shift the millions there. And he said we should get people who give a relationship to our youth. They need relationship. It's not all the courses and Kriya programs. They need relationship. They get the steady, healthy relationship. This kid's typically the worst one to get it because he's difficult to give it to him. If he gets a steady, healthy, consistent relationship, you will see he'll self-cure. He gets smart. He starts studying and people will be shocked. He gets good marks. And he's doing fantastic. It changes literally the brains. We have Chazal, so we're not surprised by the secular, are surprised by that. If you see a Talmud, Shekasha, lovely Mudai, Bishvil Rabbi, Shein Mazbel Eipanim. So a Rebbe who does is Mazbel Eipanim through a Bacher, who can greet a Bacher, B'Savior Panim Yafis, a real sense of he's important, he's precious. The entire Shir is affected, he's not here. We need him, he's important. The better a Rebbe, a kid in all of our classrooms, it's easy. The worst Rebbe in the world automatically has four or five kids succeeding. You could have no skill in chinuch because four or five kids are the best in any class. In any group, that's the best of the group. The most studious, the best on the test. And that kid's motivated. It's very motivating to be the best. I asked my father, I was zeicher to spend 9 hours in the car with him Thursday. So I asked him a question. I said to my father that we were talking about different kids, and I said that kids, but not specific kids, but ideas. And I said the typical kid flourishes when he's the best in the class. Most mechanchim would agree to that. Even you send him to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, if he's weak in yeshiva, or stronger, when he's stronger, he just typically flourishes better. And I asked my father, the Mishnah says to Mukab, that I have a son of Larayas, and don't be a Reish L'Shu'alim, but don't people flourish better as a Reish L'Shu'alim? You do better. So I discussed, I asked Rev Cook in there, you saw the question, he said, I had the same question I asked Rev Ruderman. And Rev Ruderman said, it doesn't apply to Chinuch, and Chinuch, send the guy where he's the best. So Rev Ruderman told Rev Cook. I don't know the answer. It's a question, I can leave things with question. I don't have an answer. Every word of Chazal is true. I don't know. The Mishnah says, be a son of Larais. I have a thought that when in our world often a kid's not one of the best, he's not even a son of, he doesn't count. If you're a zanav, means if you count, if you can count amongst the lions, so you're a tail. A tail's important too. What's going to swat all the flies away? If you're important, you're a zanav, so then be a zanav l'arayis. If you're going to be garbage, doesn't say be the garbage under the arayis' feet. It says be a zanav l'arayis. If you're not going to count, so then be a reish l'shu'al chachi or something. It says if you could be a zanav l'arayis, if you can count, we're their lions, even if you'll be a tail, but you're a part of it, so b'seder. So, but good, that Lemaisa, any Rebbe has a successful some Talmidim. I never look at a yeshiva or a Rebbe by his best Talmidim. Every Rebbe has Talmidim that are Shas Yidden. There's a Bachar, he came to the Bar Mitzvah last night, he's a younger man. He knows Shas well. Mamish, he knows all Rav Avadya. He wants to be the next Rav Avadya Yosef. So he's been learning till 3, 4 in the morning for many, many years. He's up early in the morning. His day is an 18, 19-hour day for many years. Healthy guy. He knows all Rav Avadya Svarim. That's a shtick. He memorized all Rav Avadya Svarim. He learned through Shas well. He's a budding Talmud Chacham. He wrote a sefer. He's not publishing it. He's too young. Amazing guy. So everybody likes, he's a pride. Look at this Bacher. To me, the star is not who you pride in. Every shear, the best guy is motivated. He's the best. The question is, what if every single guy is a star? How much of your class? A bad Rebbe, they're 5 stars. A fair passing, almost passing Rebbe, but it's inadequate. Half the class feels good. But you still have the kids who feel troubled, who feel unacceptable. That's unacceptable. A Rebbe who's here today, Rai Kamenetsky hires, Rai Storch hires, a Rebbe, every single Bacher should feel like a Ben Avram, because he is. Every single Bacher should feel that he's Bonem Atem L'Hashem, he's a child of Hashem. He HaBoicher Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'ava, Hashem chose him with love, was on him. And if there's a Bacher in the Shia who doesn't feel that way, so then we're doing an imperfect job. That every single Bacher has a sense he's important and he counts and he matters. That's what it means to respect Talmidim. A real, deep, profound, a savor upon him, Yafis. A sense, and we have to work at it. It's not going to be natural. We'll have the kid who's just so different than us. His challenges are so different than we can comprehend. To really, profoundly respect him. All the while, we have to make sure our class functions. And we have to work through all the things that we have to work through. But this is like, to me, this is what Rav Hirsch called the bedrock of chinuch. What the Rambam says is the chiv of a Rebbe, the respect of a Talmud. To me, in a world, you sound liberal when you sit in a room and we talk about respecting students, you sound like a messed up person. Because in a world that covet is a problem, covet to parents, covet to rebbeim, covet to elders, then somebody says, rebbeim, but that's the world I'm talking about. I want to change it somehow. So where do we start? Should we yell at youngsters to respect rebbeim? Who's starting the revolution? Should we yell at youngsters to respect parents? Who's starting the revolution? Somebody who doesn't feel covet is not capable of respecting. If we, the rebbeim, start the revolution of respecting people, not a force, not a fake respect, it won't work, it won't impact. I'm talking about a profound respect that we work on, that we push it, sweat for, that we think over and we go on walks to respect the guy. I had a maisa years ago, I had a bacher, he's married today with children, running a beautiful Torah de Cajon. And his mother, I didn't know much about borderline personality disorders at the time, I was a young rebbe. And the mother called me and told me things on her son I never heard said on a person in my life. She told me such things, I lost respect for him. She told me that I never heard a human being. A mother's telling me about her son. So I decided I can't impact him. So I did a trick. I put him by a different Rebbe, and I never told the Rebbe what the mother told me, and I kept pretending to the mother that I was his Rebbe. It was in Beis Medrash. It's not clear. So I said, I'm his Rebbe. She kept calling me this. She never called his Rebbe. He was able to respect the kid. He knew nothing. I told him nothing. Today, the guy's married with children. I couldn't be his Rebbe. If you don't have respect, I can't be his Rebbe. I didn't have enough respect for him. Today, with Siyat Nishmaya, I wouldn't lose respect. The mother called me. I know more about life. There was disorders. No mother talks that way about her son. There was disorders. She had bought today, anybody would label borderline personality disorder. She was saying things on her son that weren't there. But the nekuda of respecting a bacher in our shia, every single one, and there's some we don't struggle with. He has nekudas. If we respect brilliance, so he's brilliant. If we respect sports, he's such an athlete. We respect, so okay, so we have kids automatically. Whoa, he's, every guy in the shia has to be big, big time. He's huge, covered, he's heavy, he's important. If all of us can do this and have, and each person who walks in we're intimidated by, we'll have tremendous hatzlacha. I'll tell you an amazing maisa. I like seeing Ashkochas Hashem, which you always see. We were making a Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael with all the bachram in the yeshiva, as the storage goes every year of Kamenetsky. So we were making a Shabbos. So we were giving each bachar a siddur, and I didn't have time to write the letter, so somebody from the office wrote the letter. I would sign the letter, signed by myself and my partner, that to give a siddur, a token, to remember the Shabbos. In the letter it said, Dear Talmidim. So I said, no, I changed one thing, though. I said, you're not writing. I never call a guy a Talmud. I never in my life said a guy a Talmud. I don't look at it. I don't know what I said. I don't look at a guy's a Talmud. I'm intimidated. Yidden are intimidating. At best, I'll try. I don't say my Talmidim. I don't talk like that. I'm too intimidated. I said, Dear Talmidim, Chevra, Dear Chevra. Talmidim. The guy's a person works and steigs and grows. You're intimidated by the guys. Just to say, if he wants to say Rebbe, he could say Rebbe. He's a ladu. I can't say Talmud. So I made him switch it, Dear Chevra. That's what happened. So we switched on every guy to sit there in front of him, Dear Chevra. So then the first speaker got up. He didn't know about the Siddurim. He didn't know what was written in the Siddurim. The first speaker Friday night at the gathering, where everybody has a Siddur at the Friday night Siddur in front of them, that says, Dear Chevra, the switch from Talmidim. The first speaker says this letter, amazing letter from Rabbi Kivager, where he tells his children, if you ever see in my chuvas, it says Talmidim, you know I didn't write it, because I wouldn't call my Talmidim Talmidim. I'm too intimidated. They're too amazing. The first speaker, the first thing that the guy said got up, he didn't know about the Siddurim, not about the letter. The nekuda is that to have an honest respect and to work it. And all of us, we're human beings, and we have guys who walk in our shia that we don't respect. If we're being honest, not a question, it's not a superficial thing. To respect the chayadam, that ikar kavod is b'machshava. Kibud aveim, the mitzvah of kibud, and it says there's kavod b'maisa b'dibur b'machshava, and the chayadam brings some kadmainim, that the ikar kavod is b'machshava. I'm not talking about a superficial kavod, that we don't knock a guy, that we say you're a nice boy. I'm talking about a kavod that we're awed by a guy. And if we can get on every guy in the room, and it's an avodah. It's an avodah. There's so much we're asked. As teachers, there's so much we're asked. We have to prepare the shiur. We have to enforce the rules. But if we can have this underlying nekuda that every guy is respected, their journey, they have a perspective to Torah, they have a perspective to Yiddishkeit. Well, if he doesn't bring it, if he doesn't steig, Klal Yisrael is damaged. profoundly damaged if this guy doesn't shteig. We lost big time. And we lose big time. We lose big people. Talented, interesting, brilliant. We lose big guys. And if we can respect, I have watched Rev Weberman. I have watched now for 2 years his behavior with Talmidim, with people, with Bachim. I've seen it. All the fun stuff is not the Nakuda. The fun stuff's geschmack and amazing. A person's giving his time, his resources, but there's an akud of a deep respect. I see it. There's an akud of a profound respect that's real. That, to me, all I look for in a Rebbe. I once had a prabba visiting Rebbe, and a 17-year-old bachur asked the kasha, and he said, Yosef, woo! I looked for a new Rebbe. That was it. Out. He had no respect to the guy. Now, he meant well. He just, you know, was like so cute. Like the guy, but he's 17 years old. It's not how you talk to a 17-year-old. He doesn't mean bad. He doesn't mean bad. But if you can't be mechabed, that's not what I'm looking for. He didn't have covered. Even that. Even babying the kid. Respect. We live in a world, I think, olam avos b'chalaneinu. A lot of secular influences enter our schools. And there's a secular way of teacher and you, young student, you. Now, I know this covenant, the kid will be mechabed back in beautiful ways. But there's an old way, a messiah of Klai, so it's not secular. Reb Baruch bears love for Talmidim, would hug and kiss Talmidim. Such an ava, such a respect. The sense of putting down and is a very secular way. Even I'm concerned, a bachur says, we have a policy in yeshiva, a bachur wants to go away for Shabbos, so he has to ask his parents, even to go home, to go else, of course, not necessarily left, but to go home, you can always get to ask your parents. So a bachur will say to me, a 16-year-old bachur, can I go home? So I say, you have to ask your mother. So he says, how should she contact you? Should she text you? I say, contact me, I said to ask your mother. He's assuming you're not going to trust him. It's tragic. It's tragic. Can you imagine the altar not trusting Rev Ruderman when he was 16? Text me. Why should he text me? I said to ask your mother. I never make a book. You don't have to text me. You don't have to call me. And if a parent says, why did you do that? I mean, you just hit 16. I said, yes, yes. And they ask. They always ask. Rarely does a guy break that trust. But there's a respect. It would be so disrespectful. What am I? He's a baby. He's 16 years old. He's chayv and mitzvahs. So you have to ask your mother. What should your mother? Why should she text me? I said to ask your mother. And then ask your mother. Go ask your mother. Show a trust. Show a respect the person who's here. We can't be corrupted by secular values. We can't. The secular is a certain form of a school, and certainly we have a tzura also, and tzura is important, and structure is important. But a sense of covet can't be lost. The structure can't include a disrespect. And each bacher, even the one who struggles in a classroom, and then we have to work, certainly part of our job and a challenging part. But we can't give up for the structured classroom, which we have to keep, and each school has their mahalach, but we can't give up that which the Rambam's mechayev rebbeim. We don't give up the Torah system. And the Rambam says a rebbe's mechayev to mechabed a Talmud, and ikur kavod b'machshava. So this is something, if all of us can be mechazik, I think we can make a revolution. To me, what precedes Mashiach, we're going to say Avinu Malkeinu, starting might say Shabbos, and before we say Harim Kerem Mashiachach, we say Harim Kerem Yisrael Amecha, restore the dignity of the Jewish people, the pride. And I think this revolution of restoring the covet of the Yid in an exposed generation, this is like huge. If you don't mind, I asked Michil in front of Rav Willing and the Chash Rebim, can I give a football analogy, Rav Kamenetsky? Nobody will have a tie on me. I'm like a little embarrassed. I want to come, I know a little football. My warped mind does know some sports. So I would like to end with a football analogy, if you will. Maybe if it's arguable who's the greatest defense in history. Somebody could say the 85 Bears, if you're a New York fan, the 86 Giants, the Ravens. They're historic defenses. You could have the best defense in the world, Rabbi say, the best defense in the world, like an impeccable defense, historic defense. If you don't have an offense, and defense wins championships, but if you don't have an offense, the defense will break. The Jets might have had years where some people believe they had a historic defense. It might be true. Why does nobody know about it? Because their quarterback was Mark Sanchez. A human being's good, but quarterbacking wasn't his strength. And they had no offense. The defense was always on the field. The defense was always on the field, and the defense breaks. The best defense in the world will break. Everybody in the world, all of us are raising children in our day, and the defect and the access is frightening. Frightening. It's scary. Literally frightening. I was called right in front of here, not making it up, right in front of this building. I wanted to prepare this speech because I was on the phone the whole way in. I know what topics I wanted to say, but I wanted to be misader. But a phone call, a text came in, emergency. I called the parent. My kid were a serious, frum, chush of a family. We just chapped. Our kid's been strong for a few years. It just emerged in fourth grade. Another kid in the class who was from a broken home showed him stuff. Our kid just opened up about it. He's never been the same since fourth grade. He's in the middle of high school. He never understood what's going on. He's now open about it, and they describe some of his experience. The access is scary and real, and nobody can deny it. The reaction to all this access is shmira, is defense. The next filter, the next protection, and that's the sugya of filters, and everybody's focus defense, and it's right, we need defense. Shmira is huge. I think the Yetzer Hara loves the campaign if it forgets about offense. The best defense breaks if there's no offense. A good offense allows the defense to do it. It keeps the. It didn't hurt that the Bears had Walter Payton. You have a good running back, and all of a sudden you're holding the ball. All of a sudden the defense is not on the field too much, and then it could do it. I'm not making fun of any defense. All the filters are necessary. But I think we've forgotten offense a lot. Offense is a Rebbe who respects the Talmud, and the Bacher loves his Rebbe. I love him. I love him. And he loves him because he's respected. A kid told me that I'm known my whole life. I've the ODD. I'm defiance, oppositional defiance disorder. He said specifically against authority. The kid told me this. He said, I'm known to be against authority. He said, Kalish, he didn't say this. He said, Rebbe? He said, Rebbe, if a guy, if somebody holds your garbage, do you hold to them? He said, no way. If you hold on garbage, you're just wrong. I'm not holding to you. He said, any human being, we don't hold of somebody who doesn't hold of us. He said, my whole life, I'm very energetic. So I hurt systems. I didn't choose. I'm energetic. I bouncy. So from the time I'm little, authority holds, I am garbage. He said, the first person who holds of me, I will do anything they want. I respect authority. I'm like every human being. I don't respect people who think I'm garbage. Because by process, if I respect them, it means I'm garbage. I have to hold your bad and wrong. And people respected him. The guy for his Rebbe would walk off the building. He would jump. If his Rebbe said jump, which floor, where do you want me to jump? Because somebody respected him. It's very simple. If we respect, a profound understanding and respect is the best offense in the world. I want a bacher that he hears the word of Kivi Eger, it's magic to him. I once learned with three couples that were geirim. For a year we learned together. And I noticed, I would say the Rashbots, have a word from the Chassam Sofer, nobody moved. If I quoted somebody, Bob Jones, and I said a thought, it's the same like reaction by a from person, the Rashba, Ricky Vager. We have a guy in cheer, say Abaya, guy, oh, that's ridiculous. We say Abaya. So how do you get that a Bacher Abaya should be magical, or Ricky Vager and the Rashba? The answer is because your Rebbe. My Rebbe is magical to me. My Rebbe is my world. I love my Rebbe. He talked about his Rebbe. Rav Aaron Cutler, who spoke about his Rebbe, the Alter, who spoke about his Rebbe. You go back, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Reb Zundel, the Gra. So you hear names, it's your Rebbe's. The only way Abaye is really magical to any guy in your shir is if you're magical. And you're only magical if you hold of the guy. If you don't hold of the person, he can't hold of you, and he can't accept what you're teaching, what you're giving over. He can get 100 on your tests, but he won't live it. He won't be it. He'll get 100, and then he'll walk away with the 100, but not a bentire. Not one with what we want him to be. And the way a bacher will be one with what he wants to be is if he values what we have and what we're about. And it can't start that process if we don't have respect for a yid, for who he is. There's no start to that process. We don't have respect for who he is. We can't impact him. We respect. His rabbi's mazbel upon him. He gets smart and desires to learn what we have to offer and what we have to give. I think the process has to start with respect. I believe we can make this revolution of respect. I believe it's across the board. I believe it's to all types, whatever grade level, the Aleph, Shia, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, it's all the same. I believe every Bach, the best, the brightest, who's flourishing even maybe with this, but I think this is a universal thing today, this lack of self-respect, and all of us should be zeicha. We should be zeicha taka to have nachas mar talmidim, to be able to be mechabed every single one, the Bachim that we're zeicha to learn with, to have a tremendous respect, to work hard on it. On every single, the ones that are easy, gewaldig, the ones that are harder, to work harder on it, to be zeicha to be mechabed, and through that to see taka ramas karen yisroel, restoration to Jewish covered, and then when we see Avramas Karen Yisrael, Levada, the next bracha will be zecher to see Harim Karen Mashiachach Meherv Yameinu.
Amen. We have 5 minutes for questions.
Just one small
ha'ara
that kept running to my mind. Important to keep in mind, this may be a sixth or seventh or eighth year process. Meaning, every Rebbe shows respect, every Rebbe's mother with the kid, you don't always get the reaction. It may take years before that sinks into the kid. Kid may be out of this place for years. I'm not saying we shouldn't invest it, but an impression of a little bit is show them cover and you'll get covered. Love after. Not that don't get covered. We plant seeds that may not sprout with this until they're long out of DRS. I kept feeling I just think it's an important point to make.
I like that a lot.
Kavod, it means that we're cognizant of the fact that we don't always get the reaction necessarily over the course of time.
Rai Friedman's teaching us all is like unbelievably accurate, and all of us know, any of us in Chinuch, I have a very sensitive friend, Rai Friedman, and my friend calls me up one day. He's a psychologist, very sensitive guy, holy guy. So he calls me up and he says, Daniel, do you remember when we were in elementary school, you had that English teacher who said, the kids in public school behave better than you guys? I said, yeah, I remember. Of course I remember that. I remember in third grade, we like reminisce a little. He says, guess what, Daniel, they're right. And he was very shaken. So I ran to my wife, like every smart guy, what you do when you don't know something, our wives are smarter. So I went to my wife. I said, what do we do about this? She's been around, she's a speech therapist, she's been in the public schools. So we spoke over, Yidden are the best people in the world. This guy, my friend, sang in public school, they'd be better than in yeshivas. I noticed, I live in Waterbury, and I noticed the inner city kids in the doctor's office, my kids jumping Lebede. The inner city, Leroy's nose is against the wall. His mother will break his arm if he moves. Mamish Bez, I'm a little embarrassed. Leroy's sitting there perfect. Then I remind myself, Leroy doesn't seem to be doing too well when he's 17. I've seen Leroy's friends, 17, they don't look great. My son, I see his older brothers up in Eitaira. And I think to myself, that lady cares that is the easiest stay in the doctor's office. She's sitting, she's reading her paper. Leroy! She looks up once in a while, he gets back there. And then she reads her paper. I'm running after my son. I'm thinking that he should be a Yerush Shemayim when he's 30, 40, 60, 80, 90. The Iker of Chinuch, all of us know, we can have a great class that everybody celebrates and we failed. We can have a great classroom. It looks great. You're a real good classroom manager. But Gam Kiyaskin. The Iker of Chinuch is we're thinking about what happens when the kid's 60 is he's going to say, that Rebbe gave me stuff that changed my life. Your classroom could look great. And I says, whoa, wow, you look very impressed. And your classroom, the other way, could be a struggle. I don't say every person has to work it out. I'm not shooting. I don't shoot. People visit the yeshiva. I say, I'm not making it pretty for you. I refuse. Factories don't look pretty. You wear your hard hat and come visit. I'm not making it pretty for anybody. I want to do something. I want something to be accomplished here. If it doesn't look pretty, I'm really sorry. So go to showrooms, you'll get pretty looks, everything's, woo, that's not us, we're making something here. And I'm going to think, what's going to do to produce that? So I agree with you fully, anybody in Chinuch, if they're thinking about the results of this second, is in the wrong line of work. Chinuch is a long term, I hope when he's 20, it's not meant as an excuse to forget the now. And things of now affect later, but our thoughts are in 30, 40, 70, 90, the guy's 80, Ben Azmanim, what does the guy look like because of what we're doing? 100%. So the cover, any of these type of investments we speak about are Torah de Kechinuch. It won't help that doctor's office visit. I'm not thinking like she's thinking. Because she's thinking that this visit, she could read her paper. I'm willing to forgo checking up if the Mets won. They probably didn't. And instead, I'm willing to work with my kids and see what I can do and how we can understand them and work with them and not make a chel Hashem and try. I'm thinking longer term than her, much more long term. And certainly you're right, that the covered approach is not a quick fix solution. That's for certain. But it's something that can generate tremendous success over a long period of time. And a person will test whether we're mechaben, and we'll have to work internally again to go back home, to restore our belief and work hard at it, real. To daven for siyata d'shmaya, we can lose respect easily. Parents say, you've lost my trust. I'm very against that. Why do you kid lose your trust? Well, he lied to me. Okay, say lied to you. Don't lose your trust. Still trust him. He made a mistake. We too easily disrespect, and you have to earn back your respect. It's not a good idea. The neshama is called covered. Ura kvaydi. Respect him still. Okay, he made a mistake. Give musar, lecture him. But let's go. I still respect you. Now knock it off, kid. But let's go. But I still respect you. I'm not talking about being a softie. But the deep respect, profound. I'm awed by you. That mistake, don't do that. Don't do that. If I care, but I have a deep respect. But we have to work. It can't be words. It's not what you tell the guy. You have to ask yourself in an honest, quiet moment, do I respect each bacher? I saw an exchange between a bacher and a Rebbe that was amazing. The Rebbe is one of the most honest people I know, and the bacher is one of the most honest people. I witnessed, as a gift from Hashem, I saw this with my own eyes. A Rebbe said, I love the bacherim in the shir. So the kid said, really? So the Rebbe thought, amazing person. He started thinking. He said, yes, really. I was so impressed. The Rebbe didn't want to just say, I love. It's easy to say that. He thought about it, and the Rebbe said, yes. The Bacher then says, do you respect? He was talking about a certain chevra in the class. I saw this in my own eyes. The Bacher said, do you respect them? The Rebbe thought, he said, no. He said, no. I saw the exchange. He said, no. Respect. He said, they're messing around. I don't respect them. Okay, that was his nesayin. I don't think he can elevate them then. He was, if they behave, I'll respect. You show me something, I'll respect. But a yid's good. A yid, you don't respect the yid. See the essence of a yid. Yids are intimidatingly. Yidden are intimidatingly inspiring. Yidden are amazing people. Say it, learn it, understand that each person has a journey, has a mahalach, has nesayinus. We don't know the past. But I agree with you that it's a long-term thing, not a short-term thing. I thank everybody for allowing me to come and speak what the topics, mechazik, what we all believe in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.